Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaito, there's a special meshicha, a special attraction in discussing a mitzvah, discussing an aspect of a mitzvah when it's in Yonah D'Yoymo. We're holding in the week of Chanukah. Parshas Miketz is always the Parsha of Chanukah. And I'd like to discuss one of the lesser known aspects of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah in the context of this year. The Shulchan Aruch in Tof Reish, Ner Chaim Tof Reish Ayin Aleph, that's the siman that deals with where to light Ner is Chanukah. So the Mechaber is Moisif, as a halacha in the middle of the siman, that Madlikin Bebeis HaKnesses. What's interesting about it is, the minig is, we know the minig is to light every night before Ma'ariv. The menorah is lit in shul. Somebody is honored with lighting and reciting the piyut of Aneris Halolu. And what's interesting, intriguing in fact, about this kiyum mitzvah is the fact that it doesn't seem to be consistent with the theme of the Neris Chanukah as discussed in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses that the chiyuv of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ish Ubeisoy. The chiyuv is a chiyuv that's mutal. There's no chiyuv at each individual to light. Theoretically, if a person lives on a park bench and he has no home, he has no place, well, maybe if he lives on a park bench, that becomes his bias. But a person who has no place has no chiyuv Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv that's Ramya Beloshon of the Rishonim. Ramya al Abayis, whether it means that it's his mitzvah to be lit as per his living place, or the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the Bayis, a choiva of the Bayis, and what the ramifications of that is a separate discussion, but the mitzvah, as far as the Gemara is concerned, is Ner Ishu Beisoy. The Me'ikir Adin is to light only one Ner. The fact that we light for each person, or that each person lights, kol echad lufi minhogoi, is a tosefes, it's a hidden mitzvah, mahadrin mina mahadrin, but certainly the tzura of the mitzvah has to do with beisoy. Where does it come, the mitzvah of lighting, Neres Chanukah in the Beis Knesses? The Rishonim already are full of this discussion. There are detractors, like everything else, to this minig, but it's a minig kodum, it comes from the Me'iri, and it's discussed in the Rishonim that are Miyotze province, it comes from the from the Svadish Rishonim, from the Balaitu, who was one of the great Svadish Rishonim, and he had access to a lot of the traditions of the Ga'onim that we don't have. We have less of the Svam, the Ga'onim, and sometimes there are Minhagim from the Ga'onim that come down to us through the Sefer Itu. It's in the Sefer Abatim and the Sefer Aner. Other Rishonim that are more obscure bring down this meaning. It seems to be a meaning that's well-sourced, and the Mechaber brings it down. What's interesting is, one of the aspects over here that's interesting, is the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Memdal, again, that's in Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, says, on the halacha Madlikim Beis HaKnesses, let's add, Madlikim Beis HaKnesses, and Mevorchim in the lighting of the Beis HaKnesses. Now, there's two possibilities. One could daven Ma'ariv early, and then the lighting in the Beis Knesses will take place before the lighting at home. Or it could be a lighting which is after one already lit, one was already mekayim the mitzvah, and there's a tosefes dvarim, tosefes mitzvah, when one is lighting in the shul. And in both instances, we make a bracha. The question is, since this is not the Ikir Hadin, the Rambam counts seven mitzvahs to Rabbanu, and Neris Chanukah is certainly one of them. The din to light in the shul, like we said, is not something that has its source in the original takana. It's a minig that came into being, maybe from the Ga'onim, maybe from the earlier times of Rishonim, whatever it is, it's a minig kodum. And that minig kodum we make a bracha on. Who says we make a bracha? Asher kedushonu b'mitzvoyisov vitzivonu, we're commanded. It's only a minig, it's not a mitzvah. Even the mitzvah derabbanan, the Gemara just says this vitzivonu, because there's a mitzvah not to veer to the left or the right. Lo sosim and adech asher yigidu lecho yuminu smol. There's a din deraisa to follow the chachomim that tells us vitzivonu, we're commanded, so to speak, by Hakadosh Baruch Hu asher kedushon b'mitzvoyisov vitzivonu al hadlokas ner Chanukah. But the minig is certainly not something vitzivonu. How could he make a bracha on a minig? Says the Mishneh Berurah that I'll give you an example of a minig where something is only a minig, and that is halan rosh chodesh. Halan rosh chodesh, the Gemara says clearly, is not the original takana. The original takana was to say halan yom tif on all the mayadim. Rosh chodesh l'chayre not. The Gemara says that when Rav came back from Eretz Yisrael to his native Bavel, and he settled in the Sura region, he saw there was a minig over there to say the Chatzi Hal, and that's the interesting minig we have of not saying Hal Sholem. What it is it's a different type of Hal. It's a quasi Hal. It's a Hal that's based on minig, and that's why they made a Heker not to say the whole Hal in order to clearly delineate when you mechuyev in Hal Sholem and when you mechuyev only in Chatzi Hal, only as a minig. And over there, also we make a bracha. On Rosh Chodesh, we make a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah is Tzion. The problem with that is that that's not so simple. The Ramah, truth to be told, the Minhag Ashkenaz is to make the bracha, but the Mechaber, Paskins, not to make a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Minhag of the Goyin is that way, others are Mahadir, that the Shatz is Moitzi the Tzibur, but the Minhag is not to make a bracha because it's only a Minhag. So why would we... How could the Mishnah Berurah bring as an example of making a bracha on a minig something that the Mechaber himself doesn't paskin? Similar question, by the way, as an aside, and maybe it'll have a similar approach, but a similar question is, there's quite a bit of discussion, the poskim of Sim Mem Vav and Erech Chaim, about women saying Birchas HaTorah. Women are not mechuyev in Limud HaTorah. Why are they making Birchas HaTorah? So the Morgan Avram proposes, because women have to know the mitzvahs, they have to know the halachas, the parts of Torah that are negated to them, halacha l'maisa. The Goyin disputes that. He says that that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's just practical in order to be mekayim. But when the Gemara says, v'shinantan levonecha, the source of knowing and constantly reviewing Torah, v'shinantan levonecha, the Gemara says, v'lo levnoisecha, Gemara Kiddush Navchav Tes. So women are potter in Talmud Torah. So why do women make Birchas HaTorah? The Psak of the Mechaber in, like we said, Chaim Sim Mevov, says the Goyin, because women make a brach on mitzvahs Eshes Man Groma, even mitzvahs that they're not mechuyev, like Sukkah, like Lulav, like Shofar. They say Asher Kedushah Mitzvah V'tzivanu, V'tzivanu despite the fact that they're not mechuyev. But if they do the mitzvah, they get schar for the mitzvah. So on that, they also say Asher Kedushah Mitzvah V'tzivanu. The problem is that itself is a major machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos and then the Erevin, different opinions in the Rishonim, the Mechaber Paskin, by Sukkah, by Lulav, by Shofar, that women do not make the bracha. Asher Kedushah Mitzvah V'tzivanu Mitzvah Eshes Man Groma. How does the Goyin bring as a tzion, as a source for the Mechaber's psak, something that the Mechaber doesn't hold of? So it's similar, the same type of idea. Let's see what we could do to understand this a little bit better. The Briskerov has a famous piece of Torah where he explains a very clear concept, where he explains in his Chedusha Moran Harizal Levi al Rambam, that there's a fundamental difference, a fundamental delineation in certain minhagim, where we make the bracha, where we don't make the bracha. For instance, minig ha neviim is the custom of beating the arovos on Hashanah Rabbah. It's a minig ha neviim described in the Gemara and Sukkah. It's certainly not a mitzvah. It's a minig. We do it. We're mechuyev to. We're mechuyev to follow all minhagim that come down. And this is a minig that doesn't come from Galicia, Oberland, or Germany from the 17th century. This is a minig that goes all the way back to the Nevi'im HaKadmonim. This is about as ancient of a minig as you're going to get. But still, we don't make a bracha on the minig of taking the Hishano, of taking the Arovis. Why? Because it's only a minig. And the Beis HaMikdash also, they did not make a bracha Hashem Kedushon says of Tzivonu al chavitas al kichas arovo. Minig, says the Briskerov. We sit down, B'nei Chutzlod, sit down to the Seder, the second night of Pesach. We say, Asher Kedushon v'mitzvoyse v'tzivonu, al achilas matzah, al achilas moror. Why do we keep second day Yom Tov? Minig aviseyem biyodeyem, hanach lohem minig aviseyem biyodeyem. The Gemara in the beginning of Beitzah tells us that since the minig was in ancient times when there was the Sveka D'Yoyma, when the month was Neskadish, B'kiddush alav, B'riyas alavono, So there was a Sveka de Yoima. That minig was Nimshach even after the calendar was fixed and there are no Svekas de Yoima. Minig Avisem Bedem. So it's also only a minig. Why make a bracha? Priskirova says that there are certain minhagim that do not become in B'l'shoyne HaKadosh a cheftza shel mitzvah. The Chazal didn't, or the Nevi'im, didn't turn that existentially into a mitzvah. There are anahogas that a person does, but not that that thing itself is a dvar mitzvah. Masha'enkin matzah, what they did was they took the kedusha, they took the mitzvah of the first night of Pesach. The minig is to be mamshich that ba'erev toichel matzah is into the second night. To be mamshich, the dinim of the first night, so to speak, they pushed. They enlarged the gvulim of the first night of Pesach. Memela, what we do the second night of Pesach is, of course, it's a minig, but the minig is that it's the first night of Pesach. That's the same thing as the first night of Pesach. First night of Pesach is a regular Shekhar Shon Tzoytzu Tzivonu. The minig Arov is something new. It's something new from the Nevi'im. It could be it comes from the Nevi'im, and it's a Chi of Gomer, but it's at the end of the day, it's only a new creation of the Nevi'im. They didn't turn this into a mitzvah, said the Rabbanon. There are only certain things that are turned into a mitzvah, the Rabbanon. Ne'er Chanukah, we say Hashem Kedushan V'Tzayisiv Tzivonu. It's not their Aisa. Chazal established a new Maisa mitzvah called lighting Neiros on Chanukah, laying the Megillah on Purim, and so on and so forth. We make a bracha. The minig of lighting in Shul is only a minig. It's not a mitzvah, the Rabbanon, but it's not a new creation. It's a hemshich of seeing the Ner Ishu Beiser as existing also in the Shul. The Shul also is a Ner Ishu Beiser. This would seem to be what the Goyin is saying. And the Goyin is, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, the Goyin, that is, says by Birchas HaTorah, that women might not be mechuyif to learn Torah, but if they learn, it's the same Torah, and the Torah demands the same relationship with a woman learning it as it is with a man. If the proper hachona, the proper preparation, the proper hagdoma to mitzvahs limud haTorah is birchas haTorah, then women also, even though they personally aren't mechuyiv on the same level to learn, but their learning has to assume the same form, and that's mechayiv birchas haTorah. That's what he means. The machloikis between the mechab and the ramah of whether women should make a bracha mitzvah seh shazman gram is a shaila of whether that chiyuv is incumbent to when a woman does it, she's not mechuyiv. So is it the same level of Hashem Kedushan Tzivonu? That's a machlok, is whether they could say the bracha. But birchas haTorah is something different. Birchas haTorah means when you make the bracha, what you're doing is the relationship that a yid has with Torah is that before he learns, he has to have that hakdama. And that's true by women also. So the same way it's shayich to say the word vitzivonu, at least according to the Ramah, by every mitzvah says shazman grama, despite the fact that there's no chiyuv, it's shayich to say hashayich l'shon v'sayis v'tzivonu, even according to the mechaber that doesn't hold of it, by every mitzvah says shazman grama, by birchas haTorah specifically. That's as far as that going is concerned. What the Mishnah Berurah means over here is that the same way halal on Rosh Chodesh, the Ramah sees halal on Rosh Chodesh as an extension of halal on Moyadim. They created an extension of the status of Moyed on Rosh Chodesh, which is a quasi-Moyed, and because of that we say a quasi-Halal, but it's a hemshich of the original Halal. Memelo Hashem Kedushan V'Tzayisiv Tzivonu Iman. That's not a new minig, but it's something which is an extension of that which was, of that which is Hashem Kedushan V'Tzayisiv Tzivonu. So the same thing is true also by, even according to the Mechaber, by Neiros Chanukah in the Shul, in Beis HaKnesses, that's an extension of the original Chiyuv Neiros Shul Beis. It's not a new Chiyuv. That seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here. Now let's examine that. What does it mean that there's an extension of Neiros Shul Beis to the Shul, to the Beis HaKnesses? What this means, if we say it to ourselves a little bit more poetically, a little bit more inspirationally, what it means is that the same way every individual has his source, his bias, his source of life and kedusha in his home, ner ish u beisoy, and ishtoy kegufa, he lights for his house, for his home. His home is a source of light, then every tzibur, as a tzibur, is also to a certain extent a family, a community, a bayis that gives off that light. The same way each house, each individual, each home is a source of light of Ner Chanukah, of Oirezu Torah. The same thing is true every shul. There's an extension of that reality of Ner Yishu Beisor incumbent on a shul. That's an extension, that's a minig, but it's an extension of the original Ner Yishu Beisor. But that doesn't mean that the individuals in the shul light in the shul. This that the poskim say that the reason why there's a chiv in the shul, the reason why there's a minig that creates a chiv to light also in the shul is because there's more pesume nisa, doesn't make an arbitrary wherever there's more pesume nisa we light. If not, we'd light in town square. There's no halacha, there's no source in halacha, and there's no inyan to light in public places that are not a hemshich of Chazal's din. Time to display our Jewishness in public is not pesuminisa. Maybe it's displaying Jewishness in public, reminding others that there are Jews available in town. But that's not the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is Ner Yishu Beisoy. The chiv in the Beis Knesses is an extension of that, that the tzibur has a din of Beisoy. So Memela, we understand what's brought down the Svarim is that Reb Chaim Brisker had a kpeda, he was medactic, that Motzei Shabbos is always a problem. Motzei Shabbos, normally the light before Maariv. Motzei Shabbos, you can't light before Maariv, because in the Simlochi, you say Baruch Hu, you say Havdalah. In Maariv, they light, the shul's lighting is after Maariv. What's after Maariv? Pashas after Maariv is after Shemoneh Esrei, there's Kaddish, there's Vihinoyam with Vata Kaddish, Kaddish Tiskabel, and then Aleinu, and Kaddish Yosem. After Kaddish Yosem, or even before Aleinu, there's nothing there that defines the tzibur as there as a tzibur, because Aleinu can be said biyachid. Reb Chaim says the last part of davening, which halachically is defined as a public expression of tefillah, is kaddish diskabel. Reb Chaim told the one who was lighting, the shliach tzibur, to light before Kaddish Tiskabel, that it should be incumbent on everybody that they're part of the tzibur, because they have to hear Kaddish. They're all there as a tzibur. They're all there as one. There's still a function of Ner Yishu Beisoy. The same point is made by the Goyin in Sivkotin Zayin. He says that Madlikim Bebeis HaKnesses with a brocha, like Halal Leil Pesach. Halal Leil Pesach is also a machlokes between the Mechab and the Ramo. The meaning over here by Ashkenazim is not to say the meaning of Yisrael, Alpi the Goyin, is to follow the custom of the Svardim to say Kaddish, I'm sorry, to say Halal with a bracha Leil Pesach. Again, the Iker Choyvas Halal Leil Pesach is in the house as part of the Seder on the third Kois, Ala Kois. There's a Hemshech of that for Persumenisa to say it in Shul. Kois is also Pesumenisa, but there's a public expression of Pesumenisa, but that's the din of Ala Seder Bebeisoy, and Chazal were Mamshich that, they were Marchiv that, they enlarged the scope and the sphere of that Chiyuv to the Tzibur as a whole, but that's all on the Tzibur. Interestingly enough, there's a Machloek Sapoisk, which seems to be about this, between the Magen Avraham, Sivkotin Yud, with the Moruk Tzio. If you could light in shul, you know that people are coming in. This, you know, the way it is, you announce Maariv at 6 o'clock. 6:01, you're going to have a minyan, of course. Whenever on time, Jewish time. At 6 o'clock, you want to at least light in order to be able to start Maariv. Right now, there's only 8 people there. The stragglers, 9, 10, 11, and 12, and so on, are going to come in at 6:01, of course. Maybe light before the whole Tzibur is there. Seems to be that the machloikis between G'dayli Achrem and G'dayli Apoiskim is about this. Is it lighting in shul, or it has to be lit by a tzibur? If there's only 8 people there, it's not a tzibur, even though those 8 people are there in order to be part, by Baruch Hu, of the tzibur. But right now there's no tzibur there. So again, we've defined the lighting in shul in the context of our understanding that there are certain minhogim that were instituted by Kadmonim that are a hemshich of original mitzvahs. Chazal, or later Doris, enlarged the scope of that chiyuv. Then there are menhagim that are new hischayvus, in which we don't make a brach on. Lighting in the shul with a brach, Hashem Shon, tells us that that's part of the mitzvah. that part of the mitzvah we define that the same way there's a ner ishu beisoy, the tzibur also exists as one unit in that context. And that's our presume nisa, that we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam as one, as a tzibur, as a united one, kish echad b'lev echad, and we bring forth that oyer of Neir Chanukah, Afreilich and Chanukah, Nagut Yor.